You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 155.
Season 7, episode 1.
Of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast with me, Mr. P.
And the other Mr. P.
Welcome back, guys. We hope you've all had a wonderful, restful summer and are, enjoying the weather we've been craving for the past 6 weeks in the hottest September since... Was it 2016 instead or 2006? It ended in a 6 anyway on the radio. They were saying it's the hottest day in September for ages. So that's just what you need as you start back. We already had the letters home about summer uniform.
Yeah.
Parents going out, buying all that uniform over the summer and then not being able to wear it, trying to fit the summer dresses back on. But we hope we're all right. We hope you're settling back into new school year. And obviously thoughts are with all the schools affected by the RAC crisis. Have you seen this in the news?
I have seen it, yeah.
You know it's big news if Adam knows about it.
Well, yeah, it's one of those things. It got kind of mentioned at our... inset day, obviously our school's fine.
Did you know about it because it meant it could have been a slight chance it affected your school? So is it one of them where it's like, hang on a second, this could get me a few more extra days.
It was a friend's, one of my mate's mum's messaged him, was just like, oh, I was thinking about you, because I was like, were you? Were you now? And then I was like, all right. And she's like, oh, just with all that stuff with schools. And I was like, yeah, what? And she was like, oh, about the concrete and all of that kind of stuff. And then I read about it. I read a headline.
You didn't read.
I read a headline. maybe the subheading.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, I have to be honest. I have to put my hand on my heart here and say I don't know much.
Well, as far as I'm...
Things
have been mad busy last week, so I've been... trying to keep up with it, but as far as I'm aware, there's a certain type of concrete used in some school buildings that has now been deemed unsafe.
Yeah.
And the government have said that schools can't be open if they've got this sort of building type of structure, and have let schools know 2 days before starting back. They have promised...
What does that remind me of?
I know, yeah. They have promised... Well, they said in June that they'd let all the schools know and make sure every school affected would have... alternative sort of accommodation by September. That's now going to be November. Again, they're trying to deflect and blame local councils, blame the schools themselves for not and staff for not identifying it. And again, just leaving...
Staff? And staff? Like, if you ask me now, like, Mr. P, just wondering, in your school, what kind of concrete is it? I'd be like... Are you joking?
Yeah. Just add structural engineering to the list of jobs alongside teaching, social work, everything. Yeah. It's just madness. And again, just stringing teachers out to dry as far as having to answer to parents who are obviously fuming. You know, some parents counting down the days to school starting back and all of a sudden, you know, and it's teachers who then feel the brunt of it all. But, you know, we should take this time to congratulate Gillian Keegan, because she was a bit angry that she wasn't being told how good a job she does. You see that?
Talk about a terrible rack.
So she was finishing an interview, taking off a mic, said, does no one ever say effing good job? While everyone else is sat on their ass. And it's like, who's everyone else? You're the ones in charge. Who are they saying sat on their ass doing nothing?
She can't work in a school. Do you know what I mean? She can't work in a school. You do a lesson, like a well-planned out lesson, and all your children are able to do is maybe the date and hello and one question. You don't get a great job.
Yeah.
You get a where's the rest of the work?
I mean, it just reminded me of when I cook a meal for the kids and they all refuse to eat it. and you're like, why does no one ever say effing good job? But I mean, that entails me actually cooking. The audacity of Gillian saying that when she's done absolutely nothing is just ridiculous. And just not, what annoys me about it all is how they try and make it out like it's not their problem, even though they are part of the government and representing the same government that when Michael Gove's education secretary scrapped the £56 billion school building fund, right?
Yeah.
So he scrapped that in 2010 as part of austerity measures, which I think we can all agree now, austerity was a pile of balls. That all got scrapped, and now this is where we are. And it's like it's just so annoying that. And then the government are sort of, it's not us, it's, you know, it wasn't on my watch. Well, you're representing the same government. You can't turn around and say, because they're all the same. They are all the same. Nick Gibbs been on all the news, coming out of all sorts of,
Nick Gibbs. God, I haven't heard that name in a while.
He's back.
Staying alive.
Yeah, he is staying alive. Unless he visits one of these schools and it crumbles.
Yeah, the problems just keep racking up.
I know. So anyone affected, we hope you're all right. We hope you get everything sort of sorted. And
staff and children's safety is what
it's
all
absolutely
about.
Paramount. Yeah, absolutely paramount. And that's the thing. It's not a thing, you know. Yeah. And then the government came out the other day and their slogan
it's not taking you long.
No, but
first step of season 7. You're already
getting it out of the way.
Hey, listen, people will be listening to this thinking, I want to hear what Mr. ICT thinks about this whole concrete crisis.
Yeah, and well, it's not just the schools are the start of it. They're now talking about hospitals and sorts. I heard one thing about one hospital over in Cambridgeshire where they're having to keep patients of a certain size on the ground floor because the structure's not safe enough. It's
that'd
mad
be me on the ground floor.
It's mad, but this is where we are now in 2023 after 13 years of Tory government. This is where we are. And the positive is we're sort of a year off another general election, so fingers crossed. These episodes are going to be half an hour shorter if Labour win the next government and actually care, just do the bare minimum for education.
How was your week? Great. Any rants? No.
We've had a government that's actually listened to teachers. It's this podcast might cease to exist. But anyway, we hope you've had a good summer. And if you are obviously worried about being back, and it is tough in it getting back into the routine. I had my first day back in school today. Been doing a bit of training over the past few weeks. See what I mean? I'm just as knackered. It is tough, and the thing to remember is we're all the same. And it's not that you're a bad teacher because you feel guilty or you're sort of dreading going back. You know, we all know what teaching's like. It's full on. It's so consuming. And when you've had that break, and it's hard to get back into the routine. But we are here to help. We're here with these episodes now. We're back weekly. And of course, we are now only 6 weeks away.
Is it 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
Wow.
Away from the Show and Tell tour hitting a theatre near you. So if you do look, you know, if you do need something to look forward to, get you to it, get you through this half term, head over to the website, tomispspodcast.com/live. All the dates are there. 2 weeks, a solid 2 week run, playing some iconic massive venues, and we just want as many of you to come and support us as possible. A massive thank you to everyone who's already bought a ticket, but we'd love to have as many of you there at each one of the venues. So the first show we're going to be doing is up in Glasgow, so at the Glee, I believe it is, in Glasgow. So that's going to be the first tour. When we originally announced, we hadn't had a venue in Scotland, and a lot of teachers up there were fuming, were angry. So we've added the Glasgow.
I think we were referred to as bastards.
Yeah. So Sunday the 15th of October, which I believe is your half term, get tickets for that one. And then Saturday, October 21st, we're in Leicester. Sunday, October 22nd, we're in Bournemouth. Monday, October 23rd, we're in Brighton. And then Tuesday, October 24th, we're at the Hackney Empire in London. Norwich on the 26th of October, Thursday. October 27th on the Friday, we're in Guildford. Saturday the 28th of October, Sheffield. 29th of October, Cardiff. Tuesday the 31st of October, Liverpool. Wednesday, 1st of November, Newcastle. Tuesday, 2nd of November, Birmingham. Friday, 3rd of November, Salford. Now, as far as I'm aware, that one is sold out now. I don't think there's any more tickets for the Salford show. However, Liverpool's literally around the corner. So it's like half an hour on a good day.
Yeah.
So if you want to come to the Salford show, just get your tickets for Liverpool. Bradford on Saturday the 4th of November. Sunday 5th of November, Northampton. Yep, so all the tickets, links, everything's on the website. Treat yourself. Make a day of it, evening of it, weekend of it, during the half term. And we'd absolutely love your support with it.
Yeah, genuinely can't wait. We've had a couple of little sessions together. Remember, if you came to the first tour and you enjoyed it, which we hope the majority of people did, apart from those two stiffs in Halifax who left halfway through.
Still give you nightmares.
Yeah, but the rest of you, you know, we had such positive feedback. And this next show, completely brand new. There's nothing of the same, nothing of the first show that we're going to kind of churn out again. But it's going to be epic. There's some of the stories that you've sent in, some of the ones that we've received anonymously, are some of the most outrageous, funny, just crazy stories. And obviously, like we said, we would love to take the tour every single place, but it's just not, you know, we're not able to do that. So it's one of those things. Get a little crew together, get your partner, whoever, and just come and join us. What I love, there was a lady who messaged in the podcast group, the Two Mr. P's podcast group, and said about how she was coming to one of the shows on her own. It was anyone else on the group going? And then another woman said, oh, I'm going on my own, and they're now meeting and going for a drink beforehand. So if you're thinking to yourself, oh, I've got no one to go with, or everyone at my work hates IC2 Mr. P,
or the other Mr. P,
I can't imagine.
I like that Mr. P guy, but his brother's well annoying.
I can't imagine that many people hate me. Not that, as in people who listen.
You want to see the messages I get sent, my friend.
But people who listen, I mean, people who know me might hate me, but people who listen to me, I think I'm just an honest. Just one of you most honest.
No. People that don't like you who know you is because they know the honest side. This is all a sham. It's all a performance.
It's not.
So get your tickets, because then you can see what Adam's really like in person.
Yeah.
And decide for yourself.
When a half a litre of JMO is just to settle the nerves.
Absolutely not. And by all means, keep sharing your stories as well. Every show is going to be a little bit different in that we'll be sharing different stories on different nights. We've been sent some cracking ones. We've been reading through them over the summer. But of course, if you've got a funny, and it can be, you know, you don't have to admit it's you in the audience. You can have that sort of smug look on your face as we read it out. You can share your stories at the website as well. Right, that's all the rants and admin done. So, good summer, Adam?
Yeah, decent summer.
Summer first, of two halves?
Yeah, I'd say, well, more two-thirds. Two-thirds of it, which is 4 weeks, was fantastic. Had a really good time, got away. Saw one of my best friends who came over from Australia, spent a lot of time with him and his kids. Obviously, they met my kids. It was a really special time. Then went away, had a great time, but then on the return from the holiday, which was just over 2 weeks ago, I came back with a pair of ear infections like I've never known, combined with getting my wisdom teeth out and like a biopsy on the side of my cheek. So it's a miracle I'm talking here.
Yeah.
So I was in a real bad way, to be fair. For the last 2 weeks of the holiday, I hardly got out of bed, felt terrible on Kim. Having to sort R2 out for the whole time.
She was buzzing. I was going to say my favourite week of the summer holiday was last week when you couldn't talk.
That's your harsh. You're harsh.
But true.
But no, it's, yeah, my ear's still buzzing. It's still blocked, but...
Is it buzzing or buzzing?
Buzzing.
Buzzing.
I actually, funny story, I hope. Was I saw my old head teacher at like an end of year do.
Yeah.
So I basically went to this party with my wife's school. Obviously, that's the school I used to work at. But I was kind of sold that it was this lad's leaving do, who I work with, who I'm quite close with, absolute legend of a lad. And I went for him. Like, he was like, oh, can Adam come? And I was like, yeah, sweet, yeah, I'll come. But unbeknownst to me, it was their end of year due. Right. So I rocked up and
unbeknownst to you.
Is that not the right
No,
term?
But like, when did it happen?
End of the year.
Yeah, so you didn't have any inkling it was the end of
year
two.
Well, it was a big party at a hotel called School's Out for Summer, but I didn't know that.
Oh, so what, like so, loads of other schools?
So loads of other schools were there. And I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to sound arrogant and stuff. Did get recognised a couple of times, which I was massively appreciative of. And
recognised how?
Just like, oh, you're the other Mr. P, you're massive fans of the podcast. No.
Is your brother?
No, well, I was going to get onto that. I got a couple who were like, oh, the other Mr. P, love the podcast. And then someone went, oh, you're Lee's brother.
Yes!
I was like, I turned around and just went, shut up!
Yes! But no, it was free ticket to that person.
It was good crack to me. But the funniest thing was they did a gate. I kind of, because I was a bit embarrassed, I was sat on the table with my old school.
Why were you embarrassed?
Because I wasn't part of that. I that's like the only, you know me, I'm quite confident. I'm happy
to. How long have you not worked there now?
Like 6 years.
So there's probably a lot of staff there.
A lot of new staff. Yeah, but obviously with Kim working there, I've met a lot of the new staff on different nights. Right. But they had a game of heads or tails.
Right.
For a bottle of wine. Now, my old head teacher and the old deputy are big white wine drinkers, and the winning prize was a white wine. Okay. So we played heads or tails, you know, the classic.
Yeah.
So I'm playing it, and I'm good at it. I know everyone was like, it's a game of chance, but I'm good at it. Like, I just feel like I know what's coming. So I was like, it's going to be heads again, and boom, it was heads again. Anyway, I got to the last two, gosh. So I had to go up. And I was stood opposite this woman from another school, and then she went heads, so I went tails. The coin flipped, boom, it was tails. I got the bottle of wine, turned round, and my old head teacher was like, thinking that I was going to give her the wine. I went straight to the bar and swapped it for a rosé, and then gave it to my wife. But no, summer was good, and you know, enjoyed my time away. But like I said, the last 2 weeks were shocking. And then the worst bit was, you know, I did nothing the last 2 weeks. You know, I didn't even go to the cinema. I was in that much agony. And then the day that I started to feel like I could go out, or at least, you know, take the kids out to the park or whatever, was the Sunday, which was blistering hot, and it was the last day of the holidays. It was a wounder, but...
It's so grim. To have the weather like this when you're back in work is horrible. It really is.
Yourself?
Yeah, fairly quiet, to be fair. Obviously, we had our big family holiday to Florida, didn't we? So it was a bit more quiet, just cracking on with the extension.
Oh, didn't take you long, did it?
We are, well, not done bad. We're sort of 17 minutes in.
Yeah, but once you take your rant out of it, you've lasted about 30 seconds.
Hey, 30 seconds is a long time.
I was going to say, that's good for you, isn't it, Lee? Hey, Laird's, that's good for you.
So we're nearly there. Well, the kitchen's nearly there. We're nearly there. We're nearly there.
I'm excited to come round for some scran.
The kitchen's nearly there. Utility's still got a bit of work to do, but yeah, it's like you just walked through it, haven't you?
Yeah, it looks lovely. Looks really nice. Yeah.
All the attention's been on that. Managed to sneak a couple of days away to Marbella. Just Marbs. Me and Claire, because pretty much we've had the whole summer, and thank God the kids were at like rugby camps and stuff like that, so they were keeping busy, because the weather was just awful. Like we had a few days out, but it was just woeful.
It was shocking.
Went down to Twickenham,
yeah,
watched England play Wales, and the game was absolutely dreadful. The experience, lovely day out. So just bits and bobs. But we were just stuck in the front room, like the only room we had in the house, apart from upstairs, but was just the front room. So it got very tense at times. So me and Claire just decided to get a couple of days away.
To do one.
Yeah, a couple of days
in
Marbs.
Didn't even bother getting a sitter. We just went. Yeah,
just left them. Adults only hotel, which was a dream. Lovely hotel, to be fair. It was really nice. Just nice and chilled before the school.
The amount, by the way, I meant to say there, the amount of school staff that go to adults only.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is outrageous.
Yeah.
It's like you have your whole life, your job is with young children.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that summer comes, it's like, I just want to be around adults.
Yeah.
That's a bit of me.
I mean, it's a different, completely different holiday. It's going away with your kids and then going away to an adult's hotel. It's like, going away with your kids is great and it's a lovely time, but going away to an adults only hotel is true bliss and relaxation. Is what I'll say. And then we were due to come back the day after the air traffic control issues, so we ended up being stranded in Malaga for an extra day. And shout out to Jet2, cannot fault them. And, you know, we had a bit of a panic thinking, oh God, because you had seen on the news all the flights, it's like 500 flights cancelled on the, I think it was a Monday. We were flying home on a Tuesday, got to the airport, and as we were pulling up in the coach, it just came up cancelled. So we were like, oh God, what we're going to do. And then we went to the desk and they were, oh, we'll put you on another flight tomorrow. But it was one of them where he's like reading the official paper, like, you're going to be on another flight tomorrow. But he's looking at us going, it's not going to be tomorrow. So he was sort of like, it's probably going to be.
It was the Jess Glynn song playing in the background where he's going, yeah, you're going to be on a flight tomorrow. You're ready for this. There's no denying.
Yeah. So there was sort of hinting that it might be later in the week, possibly the weekend, and obviously we started to panic, worrying. So luckily they just went, we've sorted you out a hotel, get on this coach. And we went to this really nice, like, 5-star hotel, Hilton, so couldn't complain with that. Because next to us there's the sort of kiosk, like the Jet2 desk, and next to us was the Ryanair desk.
Oh.
And people were in, oh, it was just,
was it like Little Britain? When are we getting home? Don't care.
It was just, we booked you another flight on the 6th of September, so they'd still be there now. We're not sorting you any accommodation. It's almost like Ryanair have now become so notorious with bad customer service that they thrive
on. They play up to it.
They play up to it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like Karen's Diner, but airline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, well, you know you're paying for cheap flights, so you're going to get absolutely no benefits at all.
It just makes me laugh at, like, just how smug they might be. You know, just like, so what do you mean our flight's cancelled? Well, you pretty much just said it, pal.
Yeah, it is. What, that sort
you, of... when's my next flight? how should I know? Are you going to put us up somewhere? Doubt it.
Yeah.
My kid's Mine got a kid, summer job.
Yeah. That's what it's like. So we counted ourselves lucky. And I managed to get back the day after. So, yeah, all good. Back to it now. So, yeah, I'm excited for some funny stories now. Some good stories.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
I thought we'd start with a little dilemma. Oh, in fact, no, before the dilemma, I posted a little question for people. And I'll pose the same question to you, Adam. Right. So if you could have any celebrity,
yeah,
as a parallel teacher this academic year.
Yeah.
I know who you're going to go with here.
Well, obviously, with me being a teaching assistant, are you talking about, could all I right, change so the question? Which teacher,
yeah.
Celebrity teacher would I like
no,
to
No, it doesn't
work.
Have to be a celebrity teacher, just a celebrity who decides
who
to be a teacher.
Who I work alongside.
You'd be working with him, yeah.
I think everyone would pretty much know mine. But then I might change it.
Right, your obvious one, I'm going Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, The Rock, yeah.
Although he's had a bit of controversy, hasn't he?
Has he?
Well, he was on with Oprah.
Oh yeah,
asking people to give money for.
I thought
the...
he donated 10 mil.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I thought.
Oh,
he
I only saw it on.
No, I
that
thought
it was like
he donated 10 mil.
Dip your own
him
hand
and,
in.
Him and Oprah.
Oh right, 10 fair
mil.
Enough.
Don't.
All right.
Don't slate The Rock. I'm working with him this year. yeah, I'd say The Rock.
Well, he's got to say, you know, he's got his back.
The other one, just for pure kind of, he wouldn't last long, right? But just to see what he'd do, Gordon Ramsay.
Ooh.
Just so he'd be like...
Yeah, but have you not seen... See, Gordon Ramsay is sweary to adults, but have you not seen
like Junior Master Chef? Yeah, but do you not think it would be great that if, you know, if a child couldn't find the next clear page and he gets two slices of bread, it's an idiot sandwich!
Yeah, he won't last long, would he?
go to the head teacher, Gordon.
Right, so some people were saying, someone said, Michael Rosen.
Is that the poet?
Yeah.
Right.
Can you imagine the English lessons?
Yeah, but imagine
A lot of love for David Attenborough.
Yeah, yeah. I love David Attenborough. Absolute legend. But do you not think that as a TA to Attenborough, you'd be doing
doing the displays.
And also, when he was doing the class read, it would take forever. Chapter one.
I tell you, you'd struggle to keep, like, it'd just put you into a slumber.
Yeah, he would. Yeah,
with those soft.
Be great in reception.
Yeah.
The hungry caterpillar.
Yeah, I'd take. Someone said Amanda Spielman, the head of Ofsted, so she could get the reality of life in a primary school.
If you'd have said Amanda Spielman, then I'd have been like,
no. A lot of love for Greg Davis.
Oh, yeah.
His stories when he was a teacher, hilarious. He'd make me laugh. He knows what he's doing. Jack Black from School of Rock.
Oh, Jack Black.
See, some people have... Some people have gone for, like, fictional characters. Fictional characters. Mr. Poppy.
But to be fair, though, Jack Black would be Jack Black, which is who he is in School of Rock. He'd just be the same. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it'd be class that, because you and all the kids would be like, "Sing Peaches," and then you just go like, "Peaches, Peaches, Peaches, Peaches."
I've still not seen.
It's decent. It's all right.
Someone said Rishi, so I can watch him struggle in the real world, the reality of a year two classroom.
I always think
the problem with Rishi being a year two teacher is you wouldn't be able to see him within. You know, he'd mix in with all the height of the year two kids.
Rishi would be getting. He'd be getting RI for classroom management.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just like, I can't believe how well you've done on this piece of paper while everyone else is fighting. You've done brilliant on this writing while three kids are on the playground.
Yeah. Ted Lasso.
Oh.
Would bring amazing biscuits, be so positive, wise and wonderful. Jason Momoa. He can deal with any behaviour and later on we could discuss world events or something.
Yeah, right. She has to get a gym mat out with Momoa.
Idris Elba, nothing to do with teaching. Sister Michael from Derry Girls. Have you watched Derry Girls?
No. I thought you meant Sister Act then. Like Whoopi Goldberg.
No. Sarah Millican. Sam Ryder. The Eurovision.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can imagine he would be an awesome, positive presence.
I think without Sam... Like, listen, Sam Ryder's unbelievably talented, did great in Eurovision. My issue with him is, I think, I love enthusiastic members of staff, I do. But sometimes when you're in a bit of a neggy nelly, you need someone to be neggy with you. Yeah. Like, I remember going in one time and just being like, oh, I'm not in the mood today. And then the teacher I was working with was just like, oh, same. And I was thinking, yes.
Yeah,
but if I went into Sam Ryder and was like, oh, I'm not feeling today. And he was just like, come on! Get ready! I'd be like, oh, mate, shut up, man. I'm well depressed.
Yeah.
We all really hurt my mouth doing that. Right.
Sam Ryder. Keanu Reeves, great example of a decent human being. Perfect.
Keanu Reeves teaching. All right,
yeah.
Ride the D. And
Peter Kay. Kids wouldn't learn a thing, but we'd be laughing and be happy. Chris Hemsworth, just for PE lessons. Hugh Jackman, Cillian Murphy. Oh, ICT Mr. P.
I love how these women are writing all these sex symbols going, what is it, Chris Hemsworth?
Hugh Jackman.
PE lessons. Yeah, right. You want to gawk at Hemsworth's guns.
Look at this run here. Chris Hemsworth, Hugh Jackman, Cillian Murphy. Hey, yours truly.
You cannot put yourself in their bracket.
I didn't. Perkin 255 did, mate. Perkin 255. I'm in the mix there. So did Joe Foster, Mr. P, you're mine.
You're mine?
Yeah.
All right.
RuPaul, Mr. Prickstick, or whoever is the CEO of the Prick Company.
No, why would you want Why would you want that? Do you know what they're looking for? Free handouts. Yeah. That's all it is. That's like inviting Jeremy Krispy Kreme and just being like, I'd like to work with the CEO of Krispy Kremes.
I'm really proud of myself. The head bought loads of Krispy Kremes today and I didn't have one.
My head bought loads of donuts the other day and I didn't have one.
So proud. Alison Hammond, love her energy, sense of humour and positivity. Only problem is, once I hear her laughing, I'll be laughing at her laughing. Not good when you're trying to teach students. Mary Earps, with the facial expressions and comments, it would be the best laugh ever. And sport taken care of.
Like
that
it.
That was funny, wasn't it? When she got mad, wasn't it? Yeah. Our old friend Gillian, the EdSec herself, so she could experience firsthand what it's like to be in a school. I don't know, who'd mind Carl Pilkington? That'd be a good shout. Carl Pilkington would be great, wouldn't it?
What, the EdSec? Just after every single lesson. Or after a break time, blowing the whistle. What? No one's going to thank me? I just took you outside.
Yeah, teaching, doing reading, and then none of the kids like appreciate the story. Why, you're all sat on your arse.
Yeah.
God. Right, so loads of Dave Grohl. That would be a good one, wouldn't it? Johnny Depp, someone said there. Did you watch that Depp v. Heard?
Yeah,
thing?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Johnny Depp would be, it'd be risky.
Yeah.
Could go two ways.
Especially if you had a mega pint.
a mega pint? Do you know a mega pint of coffee? That's what he'd have.
It's just a Sports Direct mug, isn't it? In the staff room. Do you know what I found funniest about that?
Sports Direct mug.
Do you know what I
found? Have you seen those things where it's like a massive dirty flood and it's just like, when you knock, you Sports Direct mug.
That Amber Heard Johnny Depp documentary on Netflix, the funniest bit is every time they cut to like,
I don't think I've seen
TikTok.
It on Netflix. Oh yeah, that was the one that was on Channel 4. Is that on Netflix now? Yeah.
And they cut to TikTok and people are making TikToks.
Yeah.
Oh, it's some of the, so
some
funny
of the TikToks
it just
funny,
makes me think like social, they're going to look back at this time in history.
Oh, it's crazy.
And you know, like, we look at, you do the Great Fire of London, don't you, in class, and you're reading Samuel Pepys' diary.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's a primary source of information about a key historical event. In about 50 years, they're going to be looking back on this time, and the primary source of information will be, like, TikToks of, like, the pandemic.
Oh, no. I've got
Trump being impeached.
Oh,
Trump being impeached and his mugshot. And the primary source is the one where he's outside the microwave, what the chicken nuggets see at 3 a.m.
I posted one on TikTok where it's like Trump's mugshot and it's that kid in Shrek 4 where it's like, do the roar.
Do the roar.
I don't feel like doing it today. Do the roar.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Do the roar. Do the roar. You look like you've got a story. It's probably not as good as Nana Maury's, but tell me your story anyway, I hope it's a hit. If it's not good, then I'ma go rebiff and chip. I hope the kipper's there too. Right, so I'll just throw this out there. So I got a message from a guy today who shall remain anonymous.
Right, okay.
It's a mouthful. And it basically said, I had a child last year in year 5 and I've got the same class this year in year 6. One boy, let's call him Charlie, is a cheeky chappy.
Right.
So we'll call him Cheeky Charlie. A proper funny kid.
How long did it take you to come up with that one?
A proper funny kid, but sometimes doesn't quite toe the line. Last year, for example, when he found out he was having me again next year, he said in front of the whole class, I didn't think you were clever enough to teach in year 6, sir. So you can imagine the kid he's like. Today, on the first day back, when I welcomed in the class, he strutted in. He tapped me on the belly and said, someone's had a good summer.
Yes.
What an absolute wounder that is. Especially if they've like tried, like you.
It's the tap for me.
It's the tap.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, if you're tapping like the week before sats, you're not getting away with it. First day back's the only time to tap, because you're not going to get...
That teacher's walked through the staff room, turned down the donuts thinking, no, I'm doing all right today. Welcome, class.
And then it just says, I presume I will be able to send lots of Cheeky Charlie to you this year. Love the pod. Aww. Thank you so much for that. That was a... I love that. The tap on the tummy. Someone's had a good tummy. Like, so good. I love that as well, like last year. Like, and guess what? You've got Mr. Smith again. I didn't think you were smart enough to teach in year six. Yeah.
Do you think he's got the bants there? Or do you think
I definitely think he's got the bants, but I think he could definitely, you know...
He's just teetering
on the edge of rudeness.
Help me, I have a dilemma. It's causing more pain than a vinegar enema. Help me, please, I need you to. Mr. P, some help from you, please.
Right, dilemma time.
Oh, yeah.
First dilemma of the season. Quite apt with it being the beginning of the year. I don't know if you'll ever get this, but I have a bit of a dilemma.
Well, guess what? We've got it.
I started a new school this week, and although it's early days, I don't know if I've made the right decision. In the school I left, I had some amazing colleagues, some in brackets, in the department, but behaviour was poor. SLT were useless, and I'd been worked to the bone. This new school has amazing pupils and a great sight, and everyone has been friendly, but something just feels off. How long do you think it takes to settle into a school?
So she's been there like a day. You can't be judging that.
Well, maybe a few days.
I think you've 100% give it the first half term.
Yeah.
And then I would suggest that you, if you don't feel comfortable, maybe go to the member of SLT who's your line manager or whoever you feel, you know, you can have that conversation with and just explain how you're feeling and hopefully... that they could reassure you, maybe explain to you what's to come and stuff. And just, I wouldn't be too... leaving a school, whether it was good or bad, if it's something that you're used to, it's massive to go to another school. I felt that when I moved, I was well unsure for ages, thinking, oh, I've made the wrong decision. I knew everyone at the last school. I knew all the parents. I knew all the kids. And then when at this new school, I was like a fish out of water and I didn't know the kids, didn't know the names, didn't know the staff. Obviously, everyone's friendly and you're kind of on the outside. But then, you know, sooner or later, you're just straight in the mix. I feel like this...
it takes a while, doesn't it?
You know what you always say when a new child comes in? They're only new for the first hour, like, and then they're part of the school. It's like that with a staff member. I don't, you know, if it is that school where, you know, the ostracised new members...
I just wonder what makes it feel off. Like, you think there's a smell?
I don't know.
I just think some schools...
I don't think there's a smell. I doubt it.
Just like sometimes, like I notice that sometimes when I go to schools.
What, there's a smell?
There's a smell.
Really?
Yeah. It's just a bit of a smell.
And then you feel like if the staff don't notice.
It's like
the
when you go to people's houses.
Oh, yeah.
You can smell stuff. Schools have the same sort of thing.
Well, it's jumpers, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's sometimes the grass isn't always greener. But at the end of the day, all schools are... There's so many universal elements, but then this every school's unique in it, and it might just take a little bit of time. And depending on the staff there, they've probably, you know, I always think that when new staff start our school, because there's a lot of staff who have always been there for ages, and there's like dynamics and relationships and that sort of thing. And so it must be quite hard to come into that.
I always think it is. Yeah, I remember, you know, I left a school where I worked with amazing friends. My wife was there as well. And, you know, leaving the school, and I literally did not know anyone. It's not like I knew a teacher from an old school or something, and I kind of got that job, because quite a lot of people get jobs through people that they know or whatever. But it's proper scary. And I remember thinking, like, have I made the right call? But I gave it a good bit of time and then realised, like, oh, yeah, I've 100% made the right call. But at the end of the day, there's plenty of schools out there. And also, she said that the kids are amazing. Well, if the kids are amazing, just do your job and get out of there. Do you know what I mean? Who cares? Do your job, teach the kids, get out.
Yeah. Right, it's the beginning of the year, which means that most of you have had to sit in inset days and training sessions. Mm. And we always love throwing it out there as to what's the worst inset you've ever had.
Right, yeah. So,
we were greeted by our head with spades. And we were told to flatten the molehills in the playing field that had appeared during the holiday. It's not inset, that's free labour.
I wouldn't mind that.
No.
Depends if, because on the inset days, I wore a couple of my co-ord sets that I had for holiday.
All right.
You know, looking fresh, shorts, T-shirt, whatever it may be, fresh trainers. If I got sent out to do muddy molehills with my new kicks on, I won't be too chuffed.
Yeah. We did Kagan.
Oh, old school Kagan, yeah. I've not heard that in ages.
We did Kagan. One colleague asked for evidence that the strategies worked, which wasn't just anecdotal. That didn't go well with the trailer.
Of Kagan again.
It's where you like sit in a four and you take it in turns to speak, and it's like you do partner talk and all that stuff, I think. I've done training years ago.
A lot of stuff like that, I hate to say, is absolute bollocks. As in, it's just like, come on.
My first day at work in my current school, and we had team building. We had a team building inset day. We went bowling and laser tag. Very awkward when you're hiding in a corner shooting your new head teacher as they run past.
Oh my God. Join that school.
That was supposed to be worst inset days.
Jesus. What a bore if that's the worst.
There would be some people who would be like, I've got 110 things to do in
Wouldn't
my classroom.
Be me. I'd be like, strike, baby!
Someone's just put all of them. Coming from a forces background, I used to sit there and think, this is a complete waste of time, going over and over the utter monotony of listening to empire building tossers who speak complete drivel and de-skilled people rather than empower them. And thank you for that, Steve.
Passion from Steve.
How to reduce and manage stress and workload. The trainer was even so stressed when she delivered the training. Bless her. Oh God, this is the
just
best,
like,
bit where,
like, mega stressed out, like sweating and just really like agitating and just being like, right, so here's the tip for being less stressed, alright? God, just listen. You'd just be like, wow. Everyone
just don't do what I'm doing now.
Turn into Owen Wilson. Wow, you see how stressed she is? Wow.
School joined a new academy trust as a team building exercise. We had to play a Game of Thrones dress up using toilet rolls for a whole hour. Then we had to guess who'd we dressed up as. This seemed mildly bizarre and was made all the more challenging by the fact that a good half of the staff have never watched it. Imagine there, just putting so much effort. Look who I am. Who am I? Don't know. I'm Jon Snow. Yeah. I don't know.
So much, yeah. I'm Jon Snow, bastards. But what about, like, just a woman just stripping nude going, I'm Daenerys coming out the fire with the eggs. Everyone just like, wow. Wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I love that. Who am I? I'm not sure. I'm Sean Bean, bastard.
I'm Ned Hard Stark. Oh, God.
Half of them have not seen it.
The one on sugar paper and how to staple a wall is a few hours of my life I'll never get back.
They had an inset on that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Nah. I put my foot down there. Where if it's just like, right, guys, everyone just gather around this display. The staples go horizontal. Oh, no. My God. I'd be like, nah.
A whole day staff training for TAs where the trainer's opening gambit was a pie chart showing how ineffective TAs are to pupil attainment. Guys, what? Let me show you how rubbish your job is. Oh, God.
Hey, do you know what I see in this room? A bunch of trash. Hit the slideshow.
Next slide, please.
Yeah, just a massive pile of rubbish. You know that? That's you lot. Next slide.
Look up at the clock and breathe. Now imagine all your worries are cabbages.
What? Like, honestly, stuff like that does not work on me. Even just, I hate stuff like, close your eyes.
Oh, I can't
feel
do
your
it.
Breath going in. And your breath going out. I'm just thinking, I need to do my inhaler.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm struggling.
I just can't switch off. I can't get zen.
But it's like you. Like, I think the majority of school staff everywhere would prefer the really important stuff, i.e. the stuff that has to happen,
yeah, safeguarding,
whatever it may be. Get that done, because it's obviously super, super important. But everything else, just literally go, right, guys, go to your class, get your planning done, get your displays done, see you later. And everyone would be like, boom. Now, if you want to take us to Tempin Bowling or Laser Quest, I'm in.
Yeah.
But I understand if others don't want to do it. More goes for me.
Being asked to come in on your non-working day to watch a video training session all about staff mental well-being and work-life balance. Ironic much? The ones where they make you think you're writing policies or deciding on a new way of doing something. Then 2 hours later, they whip out a Blue Peter style. Here's what we thought. Boom. Waste of 2 hours.
Boom.
So many team building exercises. Dried spaghetti and marshmallows to build a bridge. Newspaper to build a structure that can take weight. And newspaper to make an igloo that we could climb inside. All I wanted to do was get my classroom and sort out my cupboards.
Again.
I know.
Again. That sort of stuff. Nah.
Yeah.
Like, we're all adults. Nah.
Funniest was when the people leading the training were so bad, the head asked them to leave.
Hopefully that was the pie chart TA guy.
Yeah. A mindfulness inset about 15 years ago, I remember we had to pretend we were different animals and roam around the hall. Then we had to roll a ball to each other and concentrate on it.
Honestly, even though it would be hilarious to look back on, if I had to get on all fours, like... Woof, woof,
what animal would you choose?
Oh, big dog.
Oh, here it goes.
Or a lion.
Being told to wear your best underwear to work to make you feel better.
That was in a whole inset.
Council-led ladder training to be told 2 weeks later that we weren't allowed to use the ladders. Honestly. Where's the one that really made me laugh? Oh, this. Imagine this. All teachers had to go round every classroom and name 3 things that weren't good.
Oh.
You then had to read your list out loud in front of everyone.
That is brutal. Going into a classroom and going, okay, in year 3, I think that the teacher isn't very good, the TA's not great, and the dinner lady's terrible.
I mean, you'd have to do it in a way that sort of was sort of a backhanded compliment. Sort of, you know,
yeah, it's just like, oh my God, your reading corner is disgustingly great.
I just feel your reading corner is too big. Yeah.
Puts us all to shame.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
But then you'd have ones who'd go real deep, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, just like someone has like happy birthday, or is it, what is it where he goes, happy bee day?
Yeah.
And it's like loads of buzzing bees. You spelt birthday wrong. That's what I don't like. You spelt birthday wrong.
I loved reading them out, those inset days ones, because it always makes me feel better about my training.
Yeah.
Because it's always like, oh, it could be a lot worse.
Right, before you go...
Oh, one more. Making wedding table... Imagine this is an insert. Making wedding table decorations for one of the teachers for a wedding I wasn't invited to.
Oh! That is unbelievable. That is brutal, isn't it? Thank you so much for the table decoration. We're going to have a great day. It's a massive oh. It's a massive oh. What do you know? Right, I received this O. Now, obviously, you all know what an O is, but because it's a new season, we don't know if there's any new listeners. And to be fair, I've had so many messages recently, which I absolutely love, from people who are saying that they've just recently got involved in the podcast, that they've listened from episode 1, that they're now up to like the lockdown episodes, which we've always said, if you ever get the chance to go back to roundabout episode 49 and stuff, that was like peak lockdown, some of the funniest episodes on record, and so many people are joining the podcast and we massively appreciate it. But if you are new and this is your first step, we hope you're enjoying it. And an O, basically, I'm just going to give you a whistle stop tour. An O is a terrible shout, an embarrassing mistake where you want the ground to eat you up. We've had so many just embarrassing stories where it's just so simple. You may have misheard something. You may have just done something completely wrong. So I'm going to read you this one that I got sent. It was a while ago, actually. I've just never got round to reading it, but this really did tickle me. So I'd spent the weekend doing several trips to the Tip in our town. It's a really friendly place. The guys who work there are super helpful. The first time I went there, I was really impressed with the way they had a speaker system that had people cheering when you threw your rubbish into a massive skip. You got a really good feeling. It happened when I threw a huge load of cardboard in and when I put a load of wood in. And then again, when the bloke next to me threw an old lawnmower away. Every time someone threw something away, there would be a huge cheer and loads of clapping. Somewhere, there was a bloke in a loudspeaker, presumably directing people to the right skips for their items. I drove away thinking, what a lovely place. A few months later, someone in the staff room said they'd been to the tip to get rid of all their garden waste. And I said, did you get a big cheer when you threw it all in the right skip? My colleagues looked at me like I'd gone mad. Well, did you get a cheer? I got loads of cheers when I went. I explained about them having a recording of people cheering to encourage people to sort their rubbish into the right skips when I noticed my colleagues started to laugh. One of them then explained, it wasn't cheering for people at the tip. There's an athletic stadium right next door and that's what I could hear. What an idiot. That kills me, like throwing a tree in and then turning around like, thank you, they love me, they really love me. Thinking that someone, there's a guy on lane one, just going like, they're telling lane one to put the cardboard in, unbelievable.
That's honestly one of my faves, brilliant.
Brilliant way to kick
innocent,
off season.
Innocent as well.
I love, so just dead, like sensible chat in the staff room. Oh, what did you get up to at the weekend? Oh, not much, we had a clear eye, I had to go to the tip. Oh, did you? Did you get a big cheer when you went?
Oh, God. Right, here's an O for you as well.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Mr. Pease. Love the podcast. It always cheers me up on a bad day. Bit of an O here. A few months ago, it was the end of the day and I was walking through the corridor with another teacher and saw a child I taught previously at the office waiting to be picked up. Started having a chat and asked if they're doing anything at the weekend. He replied, I'm going to Scotland. I replied, oh, can I come? I'd fit in your suitcase. Trying to sound funny. And he just smiled. He got picked up by Mum and I wished them a lovely trip. As we went back through the school, the other teacher, who now taught him, put her arm around me and said, he's not going on holiday. He's going to spread his granddad's ashes.
Oh. I can fit your suitcase. The kid just like, would you shut up?
I was horrified, reliving the part where I asked if I could come too. And she thought it was hilarious.
The worst is the parent coming. Have a lovely holiday. Enjoy it.
Have a great break.
You're going to love it. It's lovely in Scotland at this time of year.
Right.
Brutal.
And we'll finish this episode because, you know, teaching's all about the kids. And if you are, you know, needing a bit of a pick-me-up about going back to school, just remember that you are working with some of life's...
Funniest comedians,
yeah. And the post that went out was like some of the funniest lines, funniest things your kids have said. Miss F, my dad saw you on Tinder. He didn't click you though. I resisted to ask why not.
Well, you don't click on Tinder, you swipe.
Yeah.
Fence.
Why are you looking so chavvy today, miss?
Don't know what you're on about.
Got my hair cut, and when I went into class the next morning, one of the kids leaned out the window and said, leaned out the line and went, did you cut your hair? Me, yes. Kid, completely straight-faced. You look like a nine-year-old girl. My head was standing next to me and absolutely pissed herself laughing. I laughed and said, thanks for the honesty.
It's the voice you put on. You're like a nine-year-old girl.
Sound like Uncle Terence. Mummy gave Daddy a BJ because it was his birthday on the morning of Parents' Evening.
What?
I know.
Oh, my God.
This one. After being absent from school as I had my gallbladder removed, a Foundation One child asked where I'd been. I explained that something in my tummy was making me poorly, so it had to be taken away. Her response, were it a Yorkshire pudding?
Aunt Bessie's. Is that your
story? It is Aunt Bessie's.
When you looked at me, then I was thinking, oh no, I've made a big O.
Oh God, what about this one? Fancy Jesus dying at Easter and missing out on all that chocolate.
I once hurt kids with dicks. They hurt with words and not just sticks. They'll point out your sweaty pits, make jokes about your saggy tits. It's a burn, it's a burn. That kid did a wicked teacher burn. It's a burn, it's a burn. That kid did a wicked teacher burn. It's a burn.
For this week's burn of the week, during sex ed, one kid, "Miss, what's a dildo?" Before even getting a chance to formulate a reply, kid two, "It's what your mum wished she'd used."
Oh! It's like that gif. You know, when everyone's like,
I mean, as a teacher, you just sort of let me go like,
you go,
wet paper towel for that one, son.
There you go. Here's a wet paper towel for you, pal.
What about this one?
That is, I tell you what, that is...
That is brutal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's what your mum wishes she'd have used.
The thing is, I reckon kid one there would have no idea
what any of it meant.
Any of it meant. What do you mean? Used it instead of what?
Yeah. I don't even know what it is.
Me. Okay. So what would half of 20 be then? Pupil with his hand up, very excited. Twee. I love them ones.
That is two Mr. P's in a podcast in a nutshell. Half of 20. Tweet.
Because technically he's
that
right.
That'd be a dojo for my dog. Dojo for my dog.
Oh, God. Here's another one. 2-star food hygiene rating. I'd have cleaner shits than that. A year 11 pupil about the school canteen.
See, high school, different level.
Yeah. In PSHE, we were talking in year two about how different people earn their money. I asked the children what they thought I did to earn money. They sat and thought about it, discussed it with their friends, and one put their hand up and said, painter and decorator. It blew their minds that I was paid as a teacher.
They must have done a sweet art, like, thingy, example.
Yeah,
they must have been like...
Their displays must have been on point.
Kenzuki's-esque.
Yeah. Got a note from a mother explaining her son's absence the previous day. "Dear sir, our Simon was off yesterday with D-I-A, crossed out, D-I-O crossed out, ... the shits." "I'm sorry, sir." I kept it for ages.
You just know when they gave up there. You just know. Just like...
Dior. The shits.
Ah, yeah.
Right, we'll keep rolling. One of my 5-year-olds in reception commented when we were discussing crabs as part of a seaside project. "Oh, know about them, miss. My grown-up big brother, Adam."
Harsh on the big bro. No, you don't need to know that.
I know, yeah. I just do not tell your kids anything. Just don't tell them anything. Year 10 lad, not in school trousers. "Real men wear trackies, miss. You can whip him down quicker."
Good impression. I don't know the kid, but I just imagine that he'd sound like that.
"I like you, Mrs. Sawdust, just as not as..." Wait, hang on. "I love you, Mrs. Sawdust, just not as much as a great big pineapple." Paul got one here. "I wish you were cool, sir."
So short, yet so sharp, and so gutting.
Yeah, do you want this one? "I curse the day you were born after losing their break time."
"I cursed the day you were born."
Here's another one. "Teacher, so what have we been working on in maths this week?" "Pupil, squared paper."
Yes, they're the ones.
He wasn't wrong.
They are the ones.
I'm in FS1, so the 3-4-year-olds, after handing out cups of tea to everyone in the home corner, a child whispered under his breath with a cheeky grin and a twinkle in his eye, "Here you go, I made you a gin and tonic instead." nursery playing the farmer, playing farmers in these den. Me, can anyone remember what the wife wanted? A child, a boner. There's just so many.
It's just so funny.
A student of mine performed a speech from A Midsummer Night's Dream in a Shakespeare monologue competition. He didn't win and was upset. But reasoning on this later, on the journey home, he said, "To be honest, I just don't give a puck." Oh, God. That's really funny.
Is that A Midsummer Night's Dream, Jim?
Character. Oh. Puck's the character. Tell you what, these English, these secondary school English teachers laughing their heads off at this. That's a great, great
I
pun.
I thought to myself, to lol or not to lol? That is the question.
He had a rash, so I asked him if he'd had chicken pox, and he said, "No, miss, I had the fish fingers."
Yes, these are some of the best.
I love these.
These are some of the best.
Yeah, one child whilst talking about Remembrance Day and what a soldier is. Don't you dip them in your eggs?
Oh, God. Thinking that they have that all that celebration for toast.
Working with two reception children while playing in the sand, and one said, "Mr. T, do you have a job?" And as I was about to explain, the second child said, "How can he? He comes here every day to play with us."
I pity the fool.
Mr. T.
Yeah.
I ain't playing with no sand.
Reception boy coming into class was all dramatic with his hand over his face. I asked him, was he okay? And he said, "I've got a banging headache. I think I'm coming on."
Learned behaviour.
Yeah. Asking my year fours for an example of something that hibernates. Without missing a beat, a child put their hand up and says, "Michael Bublé."
Oh. That's brilliant. That is great.
Defrosting as we speak.
I love that.
Year reception, little dot of a girl who'd been tapping my arms for 30 seconds. I turned round. Too late. I've just pissed myself.
Getting tapped. Sorry, one sec. One sec. Sorry, I'm just helping this child. Sorry, you're all right. Too late.
This is my medicine for my nuts. He had a nut allergy.
I didn't know where that was going, but that's great. Got a nut allergy, handed over his EpiPen. This is for my nuts. These nuts.
Getting to know you session with a brand new reception class. A child said, "I've got a brother. He's a dog." God, you'd love
that
one, yeah. No, it's not me. He's definitely not a dog. It'd be you, calling yourself. It was a bad day, don't judge, but year two, completing their finished, polished writing piece, and one little man just wouldn't stop distracting his table. So I asked him to stand up and have a think about how he should be following our class charter. I got deep into looking at some data whilst we were all on task, and I imagine a fair bit of time went by as I'd forgotten about the poor lad. But he made me aware by singing, "I'm still standing." Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is great. That is unbelievable. Stood up, in trouble, left there to rot, then suddenly, "I'm still standing better than I ever did."
During the register in EYFS reception class, loud fart from the back of class followed by, "Don't worry, Mrs. Bridson, it wasn't lumpy this time."
"We got away with it, miss."
"No need to worry,
it was clean."
One of my pupils, this is great, great, great bants from this 10-year-old. One of my pupils was playing with a red pen and it literally exploded all over his hands in the heat. Little lad at the back shouts, "Mr. O, X was playing with the pens. I caught him red-handed."
Wow, wow, wow.
Well played. Well played. Yeah, tip of the old hat. Miss, did you know I was born on my birthday?
They're my favourites. They're my best.
Right, last couple here. During a lesson observation with the head and deputy, a child said to them, "It's not like this all the time, you know." Throwing you under the bus. When the TA asked if a little four-year-old boy in reception wanted to come and draw on the chalkboard, he had a little think, then said, "No, miss, can't be asked."
What'd you say back? All right.
Fair play.
Okay, then.
Neither can I. When explaining to a class of year 10 boys that an old person's skin thins as it gets older, I showed one boy the skin on the back of my, in brackets, mature hand. His reaction, it's like a ball sack.
What were they expecting? Group of year 10 lads.
I know.
You're getting your fossil hand out. They're going to say something.
If anything, I'd check your ball sack. Me suggesting a student think carefully about their actions and make good choices. Thoughtful pause. I can't promise that, miss. I mean, I appreciated the honesty.
Oh, I love God. That. If you said that, promise me you'll never do it again. I only make promises I can keep, miss.
Yeah. And the last one to finish the first episode of our new season. At our primary school jubilee party, my mum came to join us. She's 86, grey hair, and our younger pupils assumed she was the real queen. An older boy, who wasn't convinced, said he would Google her to check. He came back with his iPad, all excited, saying it was her. She just had her hair cut. When we looked, his Google search for Queen had found him a photo of Brian May.
Oh my God! What an absolute classic!
Turn into your mum. Mama! Just kill the kid!
Just fenced a boy! Oh, Brian May.
Brian May. My 86-year-old mother. Give him a hug. I mean, who's it more offensive? How old's Brian May now?
I don't know if it's a it's just more of the fact of like loads of the kids thought it's Queen. There's so many O's in there. So many kids thought it's he's typed in Queen. He's found the band. He's gone for Brian May.
Yeah.
Then the person who didn't believe it was the Queen does believe it's Brian May.
Or believe Brian May's the Queen. There's so many. Oh, God.
Great stuff. Oh, it's good to be back.
There's loads more Queen puns in there, isn't there?
Oh, it's good to be back.
Anyway, another one bites the dust. Right, guys, thank you so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed it. Tune in next week. We'll be back. Weekly episodes now in the build-up to the tour in the October half term. If you've not yet got your tickets, please do get involved. Come and see it. We'll have a good night, a good laugh. And, you won't regret it. So wherever you can come and join us, grab your tickets from the website, tomispspodcast.com/live. On the website, you can obviously share your stories. If you're coming to a show, you can let us know which show you're coming to. And then if the story gives us a bit of a giggle, we'll share it in the live show. As always, join the Facebook group, follow us on the socials. And if you've not sort of reviewed the podcast on Apple Podcasts, we'd really appreciate that as well. So I hope the rest of the first week goes okay, and I'll see you next week.
Yeah, take care.